Arrow episode 16. So Arrow returned this week as well, and it wasn't a good episode. In all honesty, and maybe that's just me, but you know, I don't like all of the. I don't know the relationship, the love interest, the emotional baggage, this whole thing that they have. I'm not feeling that, and it sounds. Just to kind of recap the show, Cupid came back.
Of course.
And she always does. Right, so she was killing people, which is fine.
Killing couples.
Yeah, couples. And they were spared because they called off their marriage. And you can easily, at that point, see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this is going to be about Oliver. This is going to be about Felicity. And Felicity's being very short with Oliver throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, you know, she's pissed. Rightfully so. So she's a little upset.
Well, what made me mad about Felicity is she's telling her mother, oh, you know, Captain Lance only lied to you to protect you. You should forgive him. Oliver lied to you one time, and you over here losing it. For what? You want to call off the relationship just like that?
And that's the logic. That's the common sense that's missing from all of this. It's like you guys are trying to force this emotional turmoil between the two of them.
Hmm.
So people can be connected in their love story. I don't think people really care that much. Like in the beginning, we all was like, yo, it's kind of cute that Felicity is attracted to Oliver. It'd be kind of cool if they got together. And now you spent, what, two seasons developing that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You finally get them together and you want to break them apart. This is so tired and played that it needs to...
Stop it.
So Damian Dark, you know, where they left off last episode, he lost his powers. So he's on trial. So they're doing this whole trial thing. And here's other predictable drama where Captain Lance has to get on and testify. So there's that whole thing. Look, I'm sorry if you guys, spoilers. You shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't watched it.
Oh yeah, we'll put it in the title.
But anyway, so that's playing out. So they have to find Cupid, and then there's this trial going on. And as an aside, here's something I don't understand with this show. They'll make all of their plans at daytime, and they'll be like, "All right, let's go." And the next scene we see, they're at night. And that's how it was when they went to get Cupid. They came out of the courtroom and they were like, oh yeah, you're more important here. We're going to go get Cupid. We're going to go find her.
We're going to go stage a fake wedding and get her.
Right. And next thing you know, they're going to her base of operations. And it's nighttime. And we're like, what the? That doesn't make sense. Because she had kidnapped the couple.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the basis for the whole show and the thing that made it annoying was just, look, we're going to, like you said, stage a fake wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And easily you can tell what's going to happen. They're going to do vows. And I love Felicity. It was like, vows? We supposed to have those? Like, I ain't writing any motherfucking vows. And Oliver, like, just spilled his heart, everything to her. And it was so
cheesy. And hopes that she'll come back. Yes. Baby, come back. That's what Oliver was planning low key. He was planning low key, like, oh, I'm gonna get her back with this one.
Yeah, he was spinning that game.
That's what the value for.
He was laying it down thick, boy. He sure was. And for a hot second,
got her up in her feelings.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, here comes Cupid
dramatically coming down the aisle,
and Felicity, you know, has her speech. And now you think, oh, they're going to get back together.
Here come Thea and Diggle through the window.
And no, they don't get back together.
Nope.
And that's the part that really bothered me was because, and really this whole episode, Cupid, is all about their relationship. Clearly, that's the thing, which is why I'm spending so much time on this, because that's all it really was about. It had nothing to really do with Cupid and her infatuation, obsession with Oliver. It was all about them because that's where they left off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're kind of thinking that, okay, maybe they will get back together. Maybe that speech, maybe his pimp game
is on fleek.
Yeah, maybe it's on fleek, right? Maybe it worked. And Felicity was like, nah, nigga, Dwayne, nope. Like, you can try to play somebody else, but that's you, nah, it's not gonna work.
Felicity for me. Be getting hurt over the stupidest thing.
She is sensitive.
Way too sensitive. She would have lied to me so many times, and I was like, have you bothered to ask why?
But she knows why, and that's what I think is so annoying.
Mom, give Captain Lance another chance. Oliver, you don't get one.
Yeah, it's like, you understand what he's doing and why he
and
did
she
it.
She even said she understood.
Which makes it even worse. Because I'm like, you're sitting here, and you know, you give him this long speech.
She's so white, it hurts. It hurts.
About why you leaving again, and he's sitting there looking like a hurt puppy. You know, because she left.
I love you.
Yeah, and it's like... It's like, come on, they need to stop with this. Yeah, so, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. The ending of the show just really just bothered the hell out of me, because I think they're forcing this down our throats and trying to make us care, and I don't think people really care that much. I was on Twitter kind of going through it to see if people...
You'd be surprised.
Really?
You'd be surprised. Search the hashtag Olicity.
No way.
Yes, Olicity.
That is not the...
That is it. Olicity. You got them Olicity lovers.
Alright.
And I mean, literally, there are tags for it, like Oliver and Felicity, Olicity, La Oliver, things like that. And I was like,
wow.
I'll sit there and live tweet, and people will send like gifts of Oliver and Felicity. And I'm like, I didn't want them to get together in the beginning. And when they were together, I was like, it's cool. And now that they're breaking up, I'm bothered by it, but I'm like, he doesn't need a distraction. If he does get another girlfriend, she better understand. That's all I gotta say.
But don't break. I think that's the thing. Is like you forced this breakup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like I'm cool with them being together because I thought they would actually in this time.
Yeah, they were ride or die.
Yeah, they worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Bet more than apart.
Better than him and Laurel.
Right. So it's like, come on, like let this ride out and let them be Jay-Z and Beyonce or whatever, you know, even though yeah. Beyonce is like her own thing, icon. And no, Felicity is the CEO. So yeah, Felicity's on boss status.
Felicia.
So, yeah, so let them be bosses and let them, you know, ride this thing
and
out.
She pretty much has his company.
Right.
She went from working in IT, fixing computers, to running
yep.
his company.
So here's Oliver's. So now I'm like, okay, Felicity, you're being stupid. You need to stop. This is unnecessary. You need to get out of your feelings. Get over yourself. But then I'm saying, you know what, though? I'm looking at Oliver. I said, man, you acting like a little bitch right now. Because I'm like, you know, I'm like, man, if Oliver was real, he was like, man, yo, fuck you too then. I don't need your ass anyway. And I hope that motherfucking chip in your back malfunction. That's what he should say.
How are you gonna get your legs back just long enough to walk out the door?
Like, for real. For real,
see,
yeah.
You can walk, here's your ring.
Yeah, exactly. She's gonna give him his ring back, and y'all, man up. Anyway, so that's that. So Damian Dark is in... So...
Just to touch on Cupid real quick, the reason she was acting all crazy... is because of her love life was damaged because of what happened to Deadshot when they were on Task Force X. Remember, he died?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, that's what I'm going to say. So she kind of lost all hope of love, and that's when she decided to start killing off couples because she wanted people to understand that love was death. Because that's what Deadshot said. He was like, love is a bullet to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, that's the guy I'm into now. But... That's where Cupid's coming from. I like Cupid as a villain. She did fit for the episode, especially
mm-hmm.
what was going on with Oliver and Felicity. I believe it was a good move because I don't know who else they could have introduced. And I hope she becomes a recurring character. But